PC Reads is a local nonprofit that advocates for dyslexic students in the school district. They promote elevating literacy through early detection of struggling readers, reading interventions, and appropriate classroom assistance. Dr. Barbara Warotsko Morelli's son was dyslexic. She got involved with PC Reads in an effort to raise awareness of how many highly intelligent people struggle and don't realize their potential because their condition goes undiagnosed and untreated. She says it's an inherited cognitive condition that is found in 20% of our population.
It's interesting. So I'm an ophthalmologist by training, and I've actually looked into a lot of the vision aspects. And what dyslexia is genetic, and we often call it a disability, but in reality, it's an expressive language disorder or difference. And it actually is a neurological cognitive wiring of our brain that carries information differently in some people. Do have a visual overload. A lot of times these students can't process a lot of words, a lot of information, and also a lot of sounds. They get sounds confused. They get words confused. But it's not as simple, as you said, as just seeing letters backwards. It's actually the pathways in the brain carry information differently.
Warotsko Morelli says many undiagnosed students compensate for dyslexia early on in school, but then can become very discouraged as they get older and can't keep up with the increased workload. She says it's a tragic situation where often high school kids or college kids just give up out of frustration and discouragement.
We can recognize it as they're learning to read. There's studies now that are going on in babies, even as young as 6 months old, out of Rutgers, where they give them verbal sounds and stimuli, hearing, basically auditory stimuli, and they can pick up differences as early as 6 months on how that brain is interpreting those sounds. And there's a correlation between those babies then going on at ages 3, 5, and 8 to have reading differences or challenges with learning written language, expressive language. A lot of these kids are so bright that they're able to compensate. And unfortunately, until the work is too hard, they're able to compensate and struggle, but then fail.
One solution to helping students who struggle with dyslexia is found in the policies coming out of Washington, which provide accommodations for students diagnosed with dyslexia or other reading disorders.
The National Center for Learning Disabilities, there are policies being put in place so that these students can get the accommodations they need. Extra time, notes, books on tape, tests read to them if they've got difficulty with reading. These are all accommodations that can be put into place either through an IEP, an individualized education program or plan, or a 504, which falls under the American Disabilities Act.
Education, training, and awareness are also critical to helping dyslexic students achieve their potential in school, college, and careers. Warotsko Morelli says the seminar sponsored by PC Reads on Saturday is less training and more informational.
And it's geared towards parents, even older children, and definitely educators. Anyone that wants to learn more about dyslexia, there'll be a simulation so that people can see and experience what it's like. Again, the high intelligence level, but, it's akin to someone being put into a classroom where they're speaking Chinese and writing Chinese and you don't know the language. It's that sort of frustration, and that's what will come out in the simulation, is how difficult it is for these kids to try to gain information through written language, and sometimes even spoken language. There's also auditory processing challenges.
The program is free and open to everyone. It starts at 8:30 on Saturday at the Blair Education Center at the Park City Hospital. They'll serve breakfast and snacks, and each participant will be given a book on dyslexia. It should wrap up by about 12:30. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.